We're dealing with sick people here.
The Game Plan with Dave Schultz rolls on live on the sports station WNSP, online at WNSP.com, and on the WNSP app.
The game roll, the big dogs, stay on the board.
You know, I'll settle for an ounce of weed.
Wow, you can't even be creepy when you try.
Wasn't really trying. I mean, I did a voice, which was weird, but...
A whole ounce, huh? What's the occasion, Clark?
Marathon recording session with England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, you want some bennies to keep you awake?
Yes. Yeah, no, throw it in.
Now it just don't feel the same. Gotta blame it on something.
Gotta blame it on something.
Gotta blame it on something.
Blame it on the rain.
That was falling, falling.
I mean, this is college for me, Root. This is college. We're all big Milli Vanilli fans. We were. Dave Schultz, Stephen Root. Got a good conversation going with Alan Jackson coming to town-ish. Fairhope counts, right? What's the first concert you went to? Root's going to this concert.
You know I am.
It's not my cup of tea, but I do know a couple of Alan Jackson songs.
I know them all. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
That's all right. No. And your thing and my thing can be two different things, but I mean, it's all good.
But the timing of it, too. I mean,
it's a good timing.
I mean, it's awesome. If they're able to pull it off and you know, keep it safe. And
again, it's not about, you know, buy your tickets now and come in 6 months. That's the thing with these things.
Right. Yeah.
That's usually what it was, right? I mean, I think when was that Def Leppard ZZ Top one, right?
Yeah.
Those tickets went on sale like 2 months ago, and it wasn't until the summer or something like
that.
Yeah, it was
2 weeks out.
Yeah. So again, next Saturday, Robert's on the phone. Thanks for calling, Robert.
Oh man, just back in part of the woods, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. You can look it up. It's called the East Coast Concert.
Right.
Steely Dan, Fleetwood Mac.
There you go.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Wow.
The Eagles and Doobie Brothers. A 2-day concert at Citi Field.
That's an awesome show, man.
East Coast Concert, look it up. It was crazy.
How long did each band play for?
Oh, they played. They started at, you know, in the afternoon and went through until midnight for 2 days in a row. So I mean, we had, you know, stayed in town, took the train out to the Mets Field, Citi Field, and it was a blast.
Oh, Citi Field up in New York City. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. How could you not go to that concert?
I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah, that's great.
Check the bucket on about five really good groups.
So. Yeah, you did. Thanks, Robert. That's awesome.
All right, man.
I did see Springsteen in, I guess it would be Citi Field. We have to go back to figure that one out. Maybe it was still Shea.
You may remember this show called The Last Play at Shea.
Yeah, that's Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus Paul McCartney. Plus
right.
a lot.
Right. Right.
My parents were at that one.
No way.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. I want the DVD of that. Is that DVD available?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, that DVD is available.
Oh, you can get that. All
right.
Yeah. The lineup of it.
That was another documentary on Billy Joel, right? Did you see the documentary on that?
I didn't.
That was a whole, I don't know if it was an HBO movie or not, but they did the whole kind of like behind the music with Billy Joel in between the songs. I think we didn't get to the end where he's in a battle with the drummer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Christy Brinkley was there, right? I mean, they're on good terms.
Part of the lineup there, Billy Joel, Tony Bennett, Garth Brooks, Roger Daltrey, John Mayer, Paul McCartney, John Mellencamp, Steven Tyler.
So Paul McCartney gets his phone call at the last minute, right? He's going on his in England. And so was the Beatles the first concert there, Che? Is that the reason why?
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
It was. Yeah.
So he's on his plane and he's going to be late or whatever. Somehow he lands. Now LaGuardia is right next to Shea Stadium, although it's probably not as easy to get to as you'd think. Of course he's got a police escort and boom sauce, he's behind, you know, the stage, you know, and all of a sudden he's coming out to play a couple songs.
Mm. How about this one?
How awesome is that? That how famous Billy Joel is, right?
Oh, yeah.
And yet, levels between him and Paul McCartney. Do we think, and maybe he's, you know, another reason why he was there, is the reason Billy Joel plays music Because of Paul McCartney?
Maybe so.
How crazy is that?
It's very crazy. How about this one from Twitter? LL Cool J and Grandmaster Flash, 1989.
Oh, wow.
What is that? UNO Lakefront Arena?
UNO.
UNO?
UNO. That's New Orleans. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. No, I could. Yeah, we could do this all day. I've been to more concerts than I think, and not enough, to be honest with you. Again, not, you know, I have not lived in major metropolitan cities most of my life.
Right.
I've lived in mobile-sized cities for most of my life.
Yeah.
So sometimes they come, right? But I lived in Miami, and I missed the opportunities to go to multiple concerts. You know, they all go to the American Airlines Arena, or not only do they do American Airlines Arena, they go up to where the Panthers play.
Mm.
So... And then West Palm. You know who I tried to get to sing the national anthem one time? Well, first of all, I struck out with Selena.
Ah, wow.
In Corpus Christi.
Right.
Right? And I had no idea who Selena was. None. I got there and she's winning Grammys. No idea who Selena is. Except they play her on the public access channel. Right? So they play that endlessly when she would go on there before she was famous. I didn't try hard enough and I didn't know what I was doing, so I didn't get her. And then... You know who I tried to get? She was a country superstar when she was a kid. And I can't remember her name. I got to think about it. She was coming to the state fair in Illinois, which again is in Peoria. And I tried to grab her for the national anthem because she's going on at like 7:30 or she's going on at like 8 o'clock. Our national anthem is going to be like 6:50.
Yeah.
I'll have to get that person. She also played... Who was the truck driver in Smokey the Bandit?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Right.
Right? So he played at a baseball winter meetings and introduced this girl as the next superstar.
Hmm.
I'll find out. She's big time. Or she was. Well, Coyote Ugly, you ever see that movie?
Been a long time.
The end of the movie, whoever sang the song that Piper Barabo wrote. I'll find it. All right. Bubba, you're off the subject, though. But a good subject it is.
Yeah, it
all
is.
Right, so anybody else in the app? Your first concert? We'll do best concert another day.
Lil Wayne, Mobile.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Is he from New Orleans? I know he's Miami bound now, but is he from Louisiana?
Yeah, New Orleans.
He's from New Orleans.
New Orleans.
All right. Wasn't sure. 694-1055, 694-1055. Trying to figure out what Major League Baseball is going to do because they seem to be more concerned with breaking the union than getting back on the field. All right, that was the draconian kind of offer that baseball made. We're going to cut the huge salaries, so we're saving money there, but we're only going to cut the little guys 10%. Because you're not saving that much money. You're going to cut someone who's making $500,000, $400,000. You're going to give him $100,000.
Right.
Again, a lot of money to you and me.
Yeah.
I get it. Maybe not Root. He's loaded. Although his power did go out today.
I'm just
we're
as
on a different
regular as regular.
Your grid, right? All right. You spend more on car washes than I do on cars.
Oh, come on.
Is that coming? Do you need one now? Were we supposed to get one this week or
I
next?
I still do, but.
Didn't you make an appointment for this week?
I said I'd come back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Haven't quite worried about it enough.
All right. And it just doesn't seem like baseball is doing this right. Whereas, again, Gary Bettman with the NHL got a plan. 24 teams. NBA's got a plan moving forward. That's going to get announced here soon. Baseball's arguing about money. Have we heard one thing about money with the NHL? No.
Nope.
Have you heard one thing about money with the NBA?
Nope.
No. We're just trying to figure out. I got a buddy of mine in Cuban, I guess, promoted it. Because what they're trying to do, everyone thinks what they're trying to do with the NBA is figure out how to get Zion into this thing. That's what they're trying to figure out. How to get the Pelicans. Because Dame Lillard said, I ain't playing if I can't get to the playoffs. I'm not playing, five games to make up three. It's not going to work.
Right.
So they're trying to figure out how to get Zion into it, who's not a 10 seed. If they played the entire regular season, he may have had a chance. Here's the other question. What does Zion look like now?
Mm.
All right, that's the question. On a side note, right? Because we all expected Zion to come back and look chiseled for the next season, right? Is he doing the 19-year-old thing? Do they have him working out on a regular basis, right?
Or does he have the quarantine 15 like right. many of
yeah.
the rest of us?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Root.
Except you. You don't.
Well, I'm down 25. I found a place to go get dumbbells.
Really?
It's a little bit of a ride.
Where?
I'm not sure if I want to say yet.
People going to flock to them?
Gulfport Academy.
Ah.
I got them in my cart, about $200 worth of dumbbells.
Mm.
10-pounder, 15-pounder, 20, 25, and 40.
Good deal.
That's not bad.
No.
You know, the difference between that and the Bowflex is not on the half a pound.
Right.
And I don't need all of them, right? If I ever get up and need the 50, I'll go get it. I'll go spend another $100, you know? But right now that's in my car. It's a couple $100, but it is going to be a couple-hour drive if the Sonata is going to make it. That's the thing. 6941055, 6941055. Yeah, it just seems like NASCAR handled it well. Golf is handling it well. NBA's handling it well. And the NHL is handling it well. Meanwhile, baseball is doing the opposite.
Speaking of NASCAR, since they've come back, it seems like they've dodged rain every chance they possibly get. And that's happening again today.
They have not dodged rain.
I understand.
Oh, okay.
I understand. Right. There's been rain to deal with.
Right.
And there's more tonight for the second cup race at Charlotte, which is supposed to be tonight. I guess they're going to try to get it in, but weather is not looking good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the update. Did we have a winner last night?
We did. Chase Elliott.
No kidding.
Actually, a story there.
He's on fire.
He is. Right? should have won a couple more already now if it weren't for a couple unfortunate events.
Yeah, but even if you go second, one.
But last night's truck race, Kevin Harvick, this was before the virus came out. Kevin Harvick placed a bounty on Kyle Busch for someone to beat Kyle Busch, for another cup regular to beat Kyle Busch in a truck race. And so they converted this bounty that was matched by someone else in NASCAR. So it was a $100,000 bounty if there were only really two guys that were able to do it. But Chase Elliott did do that. So he beat Kyle Busch last night. Kyle Busch actually finished second. But that's $100,000 to COVID-19 relief fund that he was trying to beat Kyle Busch for.
Nice. All right, good stuff. No, Chase Elliott's on fire regardless of how you get to second one. I know the second's disappointing or whatever it was, but still pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Oh, we lost Jay. What did Jay want to say?
Have another concert for us.
All right. Did he tell you?
No.
All right. Call back later, Jay. Sorry about that. All right, let's take a timeout. Again, Jessica Kleinschmidt coming up. Not bottom. 5:40-ish. We said 5:45. I'm going to see if I can sneak another 5 minutes out of it.
Down in the hollow. Playing. Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl.
All right, good conversation with sports and music. We're looking for your first concert that you've ever went to. I'm going to be tough to beat that two-day show at Citi Field. My goodness.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, Steely Dan, the Eagles. And there's two more.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. And one more. Got a couple more in the app.
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes.
That's it. That's the one I was talking about. That's the young girl I was thinking of. Yep.
David Lee Roth and Montgomery. Had another one. John Parr opening up for Hart, 1984, Lehigh University.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do we know more than one John Parr song?
Mm.
Maybe two.
Maybe.
Like, he did one song, and then he did, like, San Elmo's Fire. That was it. That's all I knew about John Parr. Maybe because it was like the MTV generation or something like that. And if you're not on MTV, we don't know who you are at the time. But Leanne Rimes, good job by one of her listeners. That's exactly who it was. And I'm thinking she was 14 or 15. I saw her at the winter meetings. Maybe I didn't, but she was announced at the winter meetings because that was the probably the banquet that I didn't pay to go to. Maybe when I was in Corpus Christi. And then when I was in Peoria, I tried to get her. So she was playing at the state fair. I got to know. Kind of late notice. So. Kind of late notice. All right. Also, SpaceX. Anything more on that? Am I hearing that right? When did they cancel that? Right beforehand?
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Oh, about 20 minutes.
20 okay. minutes before. And apparently, you know, if they, I heard maybe our own news report saying that if they would have waited 10 more minutes, they could have gotten it off, but
no.
apparently that was just not a possibility. Somehow, some way, they weren't able to, like, it wasn't possible that they could wait 10 minutes. So,
really?
So now it's been moved to Saturday.
How's that feasible?
I don't know.
I mean, that sounds like war games.
10 minutes.
Right?
Ten,
no.
10 minutes sounds easier than 3 days. If you're going to have to wait, I don't get it. I'm not a...
Well, you can't delay it. Once it's ready to go,
oh, right.
right? It sounds like the computer in the Matthew Broderick movie War Games,
oh, yeah.
that when we shut the power down... You know, it's going to take the last thing unless you somehow program it to not go. We can't delay it.
I guess so.
Well, that's disappointing.
I just talk on the radio.
Right. Right. That I'm with you. That doesn't seem to make much sense.
Those people are smarter than me.
That does right. Right. Much smarter than the rest of us. You know, the only person who could, you know who we need to send to do that? We need to send Haim's oldest kid.
Oh, yeah.
He could have had it done.
He'll be there in no time.
Right. He could have absolutely had it done. If you did not know, a little bit of a official move now, Adam, if anybody cares, Adam Amin, who's been on ESPN, officially is moving to Fox. That move was announced a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He just said goodbye and thank you.
Well,
all right.
There you go.
Also, another, you know, like Brian Anderson and someone else I know big time, Adam Amin followed me at the Somerset Patriots, like a couple announcers later. And now, I mean, what do you think the over-under is for his salary over at Fox?
I don't know. What do you think?
500.
You think?
Something like that.
Maybe.
It's got to be more than 250.
He's not touching a million?
No.
Don't think so?
No. Probably not. I don't think so. I think that's held out. No. But he lives in Chicago, so I don't think he's, you know, the best part about that is I don't think he's moving just to do that.
Right.
Right? How many of us are fortunate enough to get another job and not have to move? And he's in Chicago. Everyone travels in and out of Chicago. He never needs to take a connection. If he's doing major league stuff, it's all direct flights. So congratulations to him.
Someone at least a little smarter than us
in the
app talking about it's because of where the space station would be in orbit.
Oh.
That seems important.
Okay.
So...
Tiny detail?
Small one.
Is 10 minutes making that big a deal?
Yeah, I'm sure it's all got to be.
Apparently it does.
It's all got to be exact.
All right. Because you would think you could, you know, steer it where it's going, but I guess this is not, I got no idea. This is not like the space shuttle? That's not what we're doing?
I don't know.
All right. 694-1055, 694-1055. If you did not hear, Auburn did get a big-time recruit, four-star offensive lineman Jaden Roberts out of Houston, joining his quarterback, Demetrius Davis, coming to Auburn in the class of, it's class of 2021. These guys are going to win another national title, or another title, aren't they?
Could be.
Davis and Roberts.
Yeah.
Right? Could win another state title. Zach Evans is the running back that kind of hop-skipped all the way around until he found a home at TCU. We'll see how long that lasts. Hopefully it lasts. We root for everybody. For the most part. Those things that were still not over. Keith Smart. I saw somebody on Jocks. Is Pat Dye okay?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay, I was looking forward today as well. He was just commenting on his first, was it Ryan Brown? Talking about his first interaction as a young sports reporter dealing with Pat Dye, and he was really nice.
I haven't heard anything about him. So, I haven't heard anything on Patrick Ewing.
He's better.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay,
His son said he's out of the hospital and getting better.
Oh, good.
Right. What kind of hospital bed is he in?
Big one.
Or his feet are hanging over the side, over the end. All right, let's take a timeout. Are we going to do two commercial breaks? Because we're going to try and get her 540. We need two more commercial breaks, right?
We will figure that out in this break.
Okay. Yeah, we need another commercial break.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. But only one more commercial break after this.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that early. All right. Dave Schultz, Stephen Root, still jamming on a Yacht Rock Wednesday afternoon game plan. We do have some NFL news when we come back. We'll do it after this. Sports Radio. By the way, Jessica Kleinschmidt coming up 540-ish, we think. Back after this. Dave Schultz, Stephen Root, Sports Radio 105.5 WNSP. And it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who... His mother and father said, what a lovely boy. We'll teach him what we learned. Oh, yes, just what we learned. We'll dress him up warmly and we'll send him to school. It'll teach him how to fight to be nobody's fool. Oh, 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 what a lonely boy. Oh, what a lonely boy. Oh, all right, I'm trying to find... news on this. Couple of news items here, although it doesn't affect us here. Tim, producer for WWL, Tim Zim, 1613. Louisiana voters now deciding parish by parish whether they want sports wagering / betting. The referendum will be on November's election sheet.
Ooh.
All right, so that's good news and bad news for those over there, but it really doesn't mean a thing. They passed fantasy sports, I think he said, in 2018. And they still haven't gotten to figure out how to do this yet. Like, you can't play DraftKings.
Yeah, FanDuel.
FanDuel. All right, so that's the thing. Also, Jevanian Clowney apparently turned down a big offer, according to Adam Schefter, who was on a radio station up there in Cleveland, from the Browns.
Mm.
And someone had mentioned, I don't know how to say his name, but he's our boy Brian Bieniemy's co-host.
Yeah. I saw that.
He reported, see if we can find it here. He reported that the Saints were interested in Clowney. And how are you going to happen to do that when, you know, you don't have that much room in the, you don't have that, Nadir Murfik, I think is his name, Nadir Murfik. I have a reliable source that confirms the Saints have shown interest in Clowney. Numbers have to be discussed and worked out on a one-year deal, which he is willing to take to get a ring, then re-enter free agency.
I don't know how many more big money opportunities he's going to get, but I'm sure he's going to take a one-year deal. I don't know how many long-term deals he's going to have an opportunity.
Well, it appears he turned one down in Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Cleveland, they've spent a ton of money on free agents. But obviously, he
didn't want to go
better.
There.
He,
right.
He didn't
want
to deal with all that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting if Cleveland takes that next step.
This is their time to do it.
I mean, yeah, this is it. This is it if Baker can, you know, take a step and a half forward compared to
Baker,
what happened last year.
Baker's got an opportunity here. I mean, the team is loaded with talent.
It really is.
But now we start over head coaching wise. So
yeah, who is the head coach?
Kevin Stefanski.
From where?
From, was it Chicago? Someone help me out.
All right. But that's, you're right. That's another guy. Oh, the Vikings.
That's right.
Yeah, he's another one of those stubbly, you know, face beard deal. They all look the same. He's got gray, so he looks a little bit older than the McVays and the Matt Nagy's and the who else do we got? The Dan Quinn's, he's bald. He doesn't have that. We know who Dan Quinn is.
We do. I mean, do you go Cliff Kingsbury?
Cliff Kingsbury, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's like three. The Bengals coach. They all look the same. Can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Honestly, could you pick Kevin Stefanski out of a...
No.
No way.
Nope. I could pick Matt Patricia out of a lineup.
Right. Most people can't.
Big guy, right? Big beard.
I'm not even sure if I'd be able to pick out... who's the head coach of San Francisco?
Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan.
I think he's in that scruffy beard lineup as well.
Yeah.
And the only reason we'd pick him out is because of the Falcons and now the 49ers.
Right.
Right. Like half a dozen guys, they all look the same. No way you'd pick out Kevin Stefanski. I mean, hopefully he has a good – yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to have to – boy, you know, with the pandemic and not being able to get in there and work and everything like that, it's going to be interesting.
Even Frank Reich for the Colts, he's a little older, but he's still got the same look.
He's got the scruffy look, but I know Frank Reich from his playing days.
Yeah.
I mean, go back to Maryland. Sure. That's when Maryland used to play Cuse, and Frank Reich has two of the greatest comebacks in football history.
Mm.
Right? 1-4 Maryland. They're getting crushed by Miami, and he comes back and beats them. And then against the Oilers in the playoffs. You know, he's the backup quarterback, and Kelly's hurt. No, I know Frank Reich only because, I mean, I saw him play forever. Another guy who had a really good career. Now he's head coach of the Colts, and love the idea of him being aggressive the way he is compared to some other coaches that won't go for it. All right. Did you get another band?
He was just wondering who we were talking about, Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't know. He caught the tail end of it wondering if Clowney had signed or not.
Oh, no, he hadn't signed. Okay, no. Adam Schefter told a Cleveland radio station, Jadeveon Clowney turned down an offer with the Browns, a big one.
Right.
And our buddy Brian Bieniemy's radio partner, Nadir Marfik, says he's got a source, and he is, for somebody who's not actually in the media, at least he wasn't until he started this talk show a couple of months ago.
Right.
He is incredibly well-connected.
Yeah. I wanted Lions to make a run at Clowney, but if he's turning down the Browns, he's not going to sign with the Lions.
No, he's not going to the Lions. So Nadir is, I don't know if that's how you say his name, I apologize, but that's how, again, the guests that he has had on.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a great job.
All right, on 1230 WBOK is outstanding, right? I just want Wendell Pierce from The Wire and Suits.
Who called them? Was it Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco?
Ocho Cinco, yeah.
He called them.
Yeah. No, they're doing a good job. All right, we'll get back to the baseball. I think baseball is not trying to get back on the field, trying to destroy the union instead of trying to get back on the field. We'll see what Jessica Kleinschmidt from NBC Sports in the Bay thinks. We'll get her on the line next. And Dave Schultz. Oh, yeah.
Real quick. Yep. We have a 5-star commitment.
Oh.
To one University of Georgia.
All right. Of course we do. We'll talk about that next. Back after this, Dave Schultz, Stephen Root, Sports Radio 105.5 WNSP.
Jordan
Farley
from
the University of Alabama. You're listening to 105.5 WNSP. Roll Tide.
We finish up where we started. A little baseball. What's going on? Trying to get things back together. Before we forget to ask her, we'll ask her our topic of conversation today. Jessica Kleinschmidt joins us from NBC Sports Bay Area. Jessica, do you remember your first music concert that you ever attended?
I think it was NSYNC when I was in fourth grade.
That's it. We're done. I'm done. We've gotten Elvis to NSYNC. Unbelievable. Yeah.
My dad went with me, and he loved it, so it was good.
All right. Very nice. All right. That's a good one. That's a way to wrap that one up. All right. Where are we with Major League Baseball? That offer that they made, I know it's a starting deal, but it didn't seem to go over very well with the players' union.
You know, it was definitely a starting deal, but it was a starting slap in the face is kind of what it feels like. It kind of highlights how – and this is words that I've seen, you know, greedy some of these owners are. And it just kind of, there's a lot going on. It kind of adds to it. And we knew there would be cuts. Of course, the Players Association knew there would be cuts as well. But that amount of a cut seems a little bit intense. So we've always known it. There's always a battle between the MLB and the Players Association, kind of the tale as old as time, but this is a different level and kind of sends a bad message to people trying to get into this sport. So it's kind of heartbreaking.
Why don't the players, come back with a outlandish offer of their own?
I don't think they're going to necessarily do that, only because I think they're going to come back with somewhat of an offer. And if you want to create more drama, I'm sure that can happen. But it's more about, the players really do deserve. It's no different from any other job, really. They're a skill set, and they deserve to be paid for that skill set. And I'm kind of getting pissed off about people, filling my mentions with, well, these guys get paid millions. And it's like, well, yes, but we all knew that going into it. And you knew going into your job how much you were going to make as well. So it's kind of interesting from that perspective. But there needs to be some sort of agreement. And from the timeline that I'm hearing about, it needs to be done rather soon. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just nervous that it's going to get so bad where no baseball will be played because we don't want the players to go back on strike. I don't think it'll happen because they do need the money. They want the money, but it could get ugly. And I think I was anticipating for it to get ugly, but this is kind of insane.
Talking to Jessica Kleinschmidt from NBC Sports Bay Area. All right, so far in this process, really the players have looked bad, whether you buy it or not. Blake Snell kind of put his foot in his mouth. I think Marcus Stroman probably did the same thing. And it was all headed one way until where you're out there, the Oakland A's owner said, yeah, I'm not paying minor league baseball players $400. That can't make the owners look very good or very happy. As the Marlins continue to pay, the Padres continue to pay, and the Oakland A's guys stepped up and said, yeah, I'm going to not pay guys who make $400 a week.
Yeah, and on top of that, they did let go a lot of people and put them on furlough in the front offices and stuff like that. And that's another heart-wrenching thing, only because the A's have already a dark cloud over them about the money that they're not spending on these players, even if it's whether it is the minor leagues or just to recruit higher players, getting big name guys in there and paying them. It just kind of creates the thing. And Fisher himself did write a letter to the fans, and I saw that in my inbox too, and it just kind of sucks. What are these guys gonna do? And I also am hearing that some players they're going back, they're working. I just got off the phone with a player who's teaching young kids how to play baseball and doing clinics and lessons and stuff like that, and it's great. But I just don't think it should have come down to that. So it's kind of sad from those dynamics, but it just kind of is what it is. And I think overall it just looks bad on the entire sport. But the A's already have a bad reputation of not digging into their pockets. But this is $400 a week. That's not a lot of money for somebody who gets paid as much as the owner does. It's kind of ridiculous.
Right. Worth $2.1 billion. That's with a B. She's a great follow at Kleinschmidt JD. We had a chance to meet her BFF during the Senior Bowl. Emily Van Buskirk was down here, and she's a ball of fire.
She really is. I think I'm a ball of fire, but then when I get around her, she kind of calms me down, and she brings out my shy side, which is good.
Right.
Like sometimes I need to be kind of, reeled back in, and she definitely does that for me. But she's great. She's such a rock star, and like my number one cheerleader, always cheering me on. And she's literally on the sidelines cheering for me when I'm doing something. And, she always manages to find her way onto set or something, just to kind of be there for me. And it's kind of wonderful, but she's been a really big part of my success, and I'm so thankful for it.
Well, yeah, there's nothing that I would describe Emily as being shy. There's nothing shy.
No.
There's nothing shy about
Emily. I'm not either.
Right.
But when I'm around her, I certainly am.
Yes. We're talking to Jessica Kleinschmidt from NBC Sports Bay Area. The other thing that's going on, it's kind of, on the back burner now, but Rob Manfred wants to take away 42 minor league baseball teams. This guy isn't exactly going to be known for growing the game of baseball.
No, and, from the beginning, I always kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt. I did understand what he was doing as far as, trying to make it more young and hip and speed up the game. I did understand that. But this is a really heartbreaking thing, only because, you know, I got my start in minor league baseball, and people tend to forget, like, the minor league baseball, unfortunately, one of the last things you tend to do is have a baseball game. You genuinely forget that a baseball game is going to be played because all the other stuff, and it brings so much business into the community, and it's so, you know, developmental for the young players and how they get their start and everything like that. And it's bigger than just taking away, you know, sports. Then that's so many other kids, you know, and on top of it, how, like, the draft is going to go, that's a lot of kids who are going to get unnoticed and not, you know, their chance. And we don't have those, you know, fun storylines or the guys who are there to say, this is why we did it, is because of all this. So it's heartbreaking, but I agree, he's definitely not becoming popular with the fans, which is unfortunate because his main idea was to bring more fans into the game. So it creates kind of a screwed up circle, if you will.
Are we official down to 5 rounds for baseball's draft? Has that been announced?
I don't think it's official, but it's what they're still discussing at the moment. But if that is the case, it kind of would benefit that cutting of that many MILB teams.
All right, let's wrap it up here with Jessica Kleinschmidt from NBC Sports in the Bay Area. All right, we want your prediction. Do we have baseball in 2020?
All reports that I've and the people that I've talked to are saying yes. This is a definite big bump in the road right now, and one that could make it interesting, but that's, you know, are we going to have a strike or something like that if we can't do it? But everything I've heard is a July 4th-ish date, but then there's going to be that, you know, pre-spring or the spring training number 2 right before that, and all the coaches are very open and knowing that if they only have 3 weeks to prep, that's enough time for them. They're ready to get those guys, and they know how to work with them, make sure they're not going to get hurt in that process, and, you know, just kind of make sure they're doing it healthily and everything like that. But I'm pretty confident that the season will happen.
All right, Jessica Kleinschmidt. She's a great follow on the Twitterverse, KleinschmidtJD. I always appreciate your time, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Yeah, we met Emily. Emily had a good time. Emily had a good time here in Mobile.
A lot of people did.
Yes, yes, yes. I had a good time. Absolutely. All right, good show. All right, if we got a few more minutes here. That worked out very well for a final guest. Again, your first concert, we were talking about that. We've all gone from Kiss to NSYNC and Elvis.
We've covered a lot of the bases.
Goodness.
And Lil Wayne, too.
And Lil Wayne, right? And that Lil Cool J?
Yeah.
Right?
Grandmaster Flash.
Grandmaster Flash. That is... So is LL Cool J opening up for Grandmaster Flash? Is that the deal?
Probably. It's
also, and this is not my thing,
1989.
But there's a streaming show. Is it on HBO? Is it the Wu-Tang Clan?
Mm.
Like a 3-part series on that.
Oh, I need to watch that. I have not seen that.
And that's not my thing, but it would seem to be an interesting story. I'm always interested. Like, you ever watch those behind the music things?
Yeah.
All right, it's all the same thing, sure. Right? For the most part, right? Get discovered, you know, get the band together. Get discovered, get lucky, get screwed, right? Drug issues,
right?
Come back, right? So the only one that wasn't like that was Huey Lewis in the News. They didn't really have drug issues. They didn't get screwed. But Ray Parker Jr. allegedly copied I Want a New Drug, and that was Ghostbusters. So they sued Ray Parker Jr. for that. Is it Ray Parker Jr. or Roy Parker Jr.? Ray Parker Jr. That's the only bad thing about Huey Lewis in the News.
Yep.
Everyone else is, you know, Billy Joel got screwed, right? His agent was taking cash. Springsteen wouldn't work for his label anymore. You know, all these guys get messed up deals because the music industry was taking advantage of them, right?
Right.
I think the only one who didn't get screwed was, and I don't know if it was 30-30, was like Ray Charles.
Mm.
Because every time he screwed himself with the drug issues, but every time that he negotiated a deal, he owned the masters. And there was only like, it may have been in the movie, either Sinatra did or did not. And so he was making a ton of money on everything compared to what everybody else was.
Got another one in the app.
Yeah.
Rat, Bon Jovi, and Skid Row Mobile 1988.
That's awesome. Rat's in one of those Geico commercials.
Yeah, they've
now.
Got them a brand new commercial.
Ah. Is that their only song? That's the only song I know of Rat. Round and
right. Right. But I bet that show was jumping in 1988.
Right, right. Little hairspray in that show?
Maybe a little bit.
Goodness. Well, thank you guys for being in what was a really good show. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have Marty O'Malley from L'Arche. They're having their Zoom thing at 7 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have Marty on to preview that, among others.
And hopefully we have a race tonight from Charlotte.
Oh,
still,
all right.
Still optimism that the rain moves out, but who knows? We'll see.
Well, we're also going to have Jack Crane from the J-Boy Show. Covers Auburn.
Yeah.
All right. So that'll be during the Tide and Tiger Report. All right. Special thanks to all our guests, which included Dr. Brian Maggard from the Raging Cajuns, talking Sun Belt Conference USA, Jonathan Griffin from the Blue Wahoos, Brian Anderson from Turner Sports, TNT, and Jessica Kleinschmidt, NBC Sports Radio Bay Area.